This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the semi-drivers, men and women that go coast-to-coast, border-to-border, also our bulk mail haulers out there taking the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel. Not to forget about our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers out there tonight. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm also on MeWe. I'm on Parler. I'm on Gab. I'm on Getter. I'm on Truth Social. I'm on Twitter. And I'm on Instagram as Captain's America. Captain, add an S to the end. America, make it all one word. Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. If you can't hear the show anywhere else, you can hear it there, streaming live right now, and then the show will stream the current show until the next new one comes on. So there you go. All right, joining us from, well, the other day was a little chilly. Joining us from the chilly tundra, which is what it was the other day, up in Michigan, we have got Rod Edwards. Here we come to save the day. That means that mighty Ron is out of the way. Oh, boy. All right, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, there they go. They're going back in. It's so comfortable down here, it's hard to figure out.
Yeah, it's great weather. It's only 54 degrees, so that's not too bad.
Well, I saw a frost earlier this week up there.
Well, that was way up north, though.
Yeah. Was it that far away from me? I was watching it. Because where our affiliate was, we had people telling us they were down to a frost level. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, a couple of things have happened since you and I chatted on the Internet. The GOP has come up with a commitment to America similar to the contract with America put out by Newt Gingrich a few years ago. And I understand Newt Gingrich was involved in this.
Yeah, he was. And it is very similar to the original contract with America. And it's good to see the Republicans coming together finally and putting forth some good ideas together in a nice, concise manner and standing and running on those issues.
Yeah.
That's really good. It's more organized, and they seem more united now. They did say also, I think it was McCarthy or one of the other leaders, they're trying to also move away from Trump although it was Trump that inspired the Republican Party to finally fight back anyway. So I found that interesting as well.
Well, don't buy the hype of China move away from Trump. They're not exactly doing that. The people that said that, though, were people from the Washington Post and The Hill, which I have no use for either one of those.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Now, mandating voter ID at election polls, increasing access for election observers, ending the proxy voting in Congress, making the U.S. energy independent again, sharing up the domestic supply chain, closing loopholes on catch-and-release border policies, criminalizing all illicit fentanyl, cracking down on prosecutors and DAs who are lax on crime, and establishing a select committee on China issues are all part of this, and there's more to go along with it. But that's some of the stuff that they probably won't hear them talking that much about. But this is important, what they're doing right now. Because they
absolutely. Everyone you named was very, very important.
Yeah, and of course, promising to deliver an economy that's strong, as in a nation that's safe. Republicans have vowed that their agenda will get the nation back on track, and I believe it will. And I believe the people are going to take a look at this. And even though the Democrats are trying to deep six it and say things that aren't true again, imagine that. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
I pray it doesn't work because, you know, and it won't work as long as the Republicans stay consistent on the message and stay strong on it and keep pushing real hard and don't let the liberals, I mean, the leftist Democrats, to control the conversation.
Well, you've got a Democratic president that doesn't even know which way to turn to go off the podium when he gets up on it. So more and more of that is coming to fruition. We're seeing more and more of that. He's lost on stage. His handlers have to go around and move all around to make sure he goes the right way. I've never seen anything quite like it.
No, it's embarrassing. We chuckle and everything, but honestly, Captain, it's very embarrassing, especially on the world stage. We're supposed to be the leading nation of the planet, and here we are. We have a president who's wandering around on stage with his hands up, halfway up, and they're pointed straight out, and he's looking around like a retard like that. That's scary. That's scary.
Yeah. Easy looking. Well, hold that thought, and folks, when we come back, more with Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook, and we're going to be playing an Edwards Notebook, so don't go anywhere. I shall return with more here on a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. We shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, we are back and we are going to listen to an Edwards Notebook, so don't go anywhere. Here we go.
I was the first radio commentator who years ago declared that the government school system is the number one enemy working against our republic. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, what is taught or indoctrinated into one generation dictates the direction the nation takes in the next. For decades, millions of robotic leftist America, liberty, God, and family haters have been churned out by regressive leftist educators hell-bent on fundamentally transforming our great republic into a second-tier tyrannical nation. Now, groomers like Stacy DeCourcy, the principal at Excelsior Elementary School in Minnesota, is without parallel and without parental permission promoting a book entitled Jack Not Jackie, which is about a toddler becoming transgender and cross-dressing. Principal DeCourcy claims the book is phenomenal and is being added to the school's media center. This one situation is an example of the utter hatred of children, a structured society, and God's specific design of humanity. The time has come for parents who truly love their children and all who appreciate our republic to unite as one to overcome transgender and all other efforts to permanently damage our nation beyond repair. We must also seek providential guidance and God's forgiveness for allowing such madness. I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Alrighty. Constitutional Grounds is a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most other brands. Constitutional Grounds also has the delicious taste that many are raving about. Because when you want coffee, you want the best, and Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Now, I've got a little Turvis tumbler here, 20 ounces, and I'm going to give this a little taste test. Boy, that is good. That is really good. So simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display at theronedwards.com website. take a look at what's there. He's got several different kinds to order. And remember, we hear this voice in our ear that tells us constitutional grounds what?
Here's the coffee you want in your cup.
Well, they want that bass man out the door again, I'm telling you. So we get what we get. All right, well, very good. And that is good coffee, and I appreciate that, so there you go. Now, back to the drawing board here. Let's see. Being one of Joe Biden's handlers has got to be the most stressful job in politics. You know, the guy, you never know what he's going to say, even when he has a teleprompter spewing out some 60 font in front of him, big enough to where you can see it without worrying about whether or not anybody else can see it, because the whole audience can read it right along with him. And that dynamic, once again yesterday, was front and center as Biden spoke at a Democratic National Committee event. Now, things went way off the rails in a very weird, inappropriate way after the president singled out a woman in the crowd and asserted that we go back a long way. She was 12 and I was 30. And I'm sitting there going, what the hell does that mean?
Oh, my goodness. You know what, Captain?
I mean, I know we deal with a pervert from time to time, but that sounded like one of those statements.
You know, when someone becomes demented and they're suffering from, chronic dementia, brain deterioration, sometimes they start acting out or verbalizing what they really are, what they can't cover up anymore. And he's just exposing himself, his mentality, and what he...
Well, be careful about using that word, because we know he likes to shower with the little ones.
Oh, man, that's, that'll make you want to gag a maggot.
Yeah.
That's enough to make you throw up. But, yeah, I think he's revealing his inner feelings and things of that nature. So this is what we're witnessing, as this guy continues to fall apart mentally. He is truly a dead man walking in some aspects, at least when it comes to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, a horrible, horrible reflection on our country, a horrible embarrassment to our republic, and it's not going to get any better, Captain.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to talk about one more thing here before we go to the phone line. An FBI investigation cleared Matt Gaetz, and the DOJ said that they had seen nothing that he had done that warranted any other further investigation, and it cleared him once and for all, because he'd been saying that all these accusations against him just weren't true, and yep, apparently that's the case.
Yeah, and so hopefully, now that they found out that all the things that they've been saying were untrue, hopefully he'll come back with some legal action, because they were just going nonstop after Mr. Gaetz.
What they do.
And they tried to create problems in his family. Potentially that could have been very bad for his family situation. But, of course, as he asserted from the beginning that he was innocent, there's nothing to find, and they didn't, so they're going to Nutsville because they didn't find anything. So, and that's just the way they are. They'll just come after you with a lie and hope the people believe it.
All right, let's go over here to the telephone line and see who we got. Good morning, caller. What's your name, and do you have a question for Mr. Ron Edwards?
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Eric. And
I hope you have a question for Mr. Ron Edwards.
Yeah, real quick.
Good morning.
Brad is going backwards. He wasn't called Peter Pete for nothing in texts and emails on his son's laptop. That's number one. I'm going backwards here.
Oh, you're
number
talking about two. Biden.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Number two, we're talking about this kind of, you guys are mentioning a lot of media that's talking about the Republican contract with America and how
that's not, those, yeah, but that's not what this is. This is a commitment with America.
Understood. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Commitment to America. Okay. And then you're echoing sentiments of what President Trump had said. Well, what did President Trump, what was his platform? He wanted to get back to basics, get back to the way it's supposed to be run. So in my opinion, I don't see any ululations that should be had regarding what's going on with the commitment to America, because that's what, quote, they're supposed to be doing already. Standing up for the common.
The Democrats are going to do what's in that commitment? I don't think so.
No, that they mean in the Republican GOP party, okay? Now, There's also, there's talk in there about funding the police, refunding the police.
Right.
Okay? That's not the federal government's job to be worried about local police departments and police actions. That's the state's. There's also language in there regarding, you, and you'd mentioned it, about voter access, or excuse me, polling access
right.
for monitoring elections.
Yep.
Okay? That's not the federal government's job. That is a state's issue. That is a constitutional issue. If people would remember this thing called the 2020 election, that's where all the problems were, because the people were attempting to bring, how should I say, unsuccessfully.
Yeah, it's money they're giving to them. It's not them doing it. It's money.
Lawsuits and PAC, special political action committees, and that sort of thing. So what I'm saying is, Kevin McCarthy, should the Republicans take over the House, is not the person that's going to ensure that the Republican caucus, the non-freedom caucus, in this, I just call it the establishment caucus within the Congress, is going to enforce this. There's going to be hemming and hawing.
Let's let him answer this because we won't have time.
Roger that, sir. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Okay, you heard what he said, Ron, but I'm telling you, you learned from experience, right?
That's true. But he had very, very good points, and Kevin McCarthy is not one of those that I personally would trust to carry this out. But the, you know, in reading the ideas that they have listed, they're all good. And I agree, though, that it is the state's responsibility when it comes to funding the police. But I think in that vein, they were just speaking about encouraging that.
Right, right.
Not officially making it federal. I think they're
correct.
Just talking about let's encourage the states to do this. And
that is
so,
correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, because I got it. Because I got it right here in front of me, and these are suggestions. These aren't things that they're going to do. These are quote end of quote suggestions. And for example, let's see here. The first one is promising to deliver an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe.
So here's one thing that concerns me, Captain. Unlike when they were able to work out deals with Bill Clinton, I don't think that they would be able to work out these kinds of deals and get him to sign on.
You talking about Biden?
Biden to sign on.
Because
yeah,
Biden is not running the show. It's the people like Ron Klain and whoever else is in that mix that are running the country. It's not Joe Biden. We know that.
Well, whoever is running it, I'm just saying they're more hard-nosed than the Bill Clinton's crowd and his crowd. And I don't know if they would compromise and work with the Republicans.
And the big thing that they're going to emphasize is they're going to go heavy on law and order, education, and the economy. And the GOP wants to recruit 200,000 more police officers nationwide and advance policies to strengthen border security. Doesn't say anything about how they're, you know, again, this is money they're going to give to them. But anyway, I got to run. I'll talk to you next week. All right, Ron Edwards, everybody, the Edwards Notebook guy, Ron Edwards, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street ends a brutal week Friday with the Dow setting a new closing low for 2022. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 486 points to close at 29,590. The S&P 500 also fell 64 points, and the Nasdaq dropped 198. The White House is condemning a move by Russia to annex some parts of Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre labeling it as an illegitimate sham. She said Russia's referendums are a flagrant violation of international law, sovereignty, and the territorial integrity of Ukraine. A plan to recruit veterans into the Florida school system appears to be working. The State Department of Education says nearly 400 vacant teacher positions were filled by newly certified veterans. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me, and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
You know, I've been very fortunate in the fact that I was able to find Dr. Bill Spyropoulos from Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. I've been tinkering around, or let's say that this way, the doctors have been tinkering around with my left leg and then my right leg, meaning both legs, for the past 22 years. Now, that being said, Dr. Bill was able to correct and identify the problem I was having. And he started with wound care of the leg and the foot. And, of course, I got involved with the hyperbaric oxygen treatment. And that really turned things around dramatically. And now we're just doing a little what he calls maintenance, although that maintenance hurts from time to time, like my knee. Now, my knee tonight has felt really pretty good because I did some smart things yesterday. I didn't do anything stupid. I really could have because I was doing some displays, setting up some displays, but I chose to back way, 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 way off and had somebody help me do some stuff, especially at my second location down at Robarts Arena in Sarasota, because those people down there, they know me and they know the problem I've got. But let me just put it to you this way. If you've got diabetic foot care problems, if you've got limb salvage going on, general podiatry, and you want to try the hyperbaric oxygen system to see if that'll help you with the ulcers that you have on your legs, which are the open wounds, then this is a way to do it. This is a way to do it. Because it works. And you don't know until you try. And all you got to do is call Dr. Bill at 727-896-4615. He's a former Navy doctor, so he knows what he's talking about. And in no uncertain terms, I will tell you he saved my left foot. They were talking about amputating my left foot at the ankle, which was something they wanted to do a long time ago because of the nature of the injury. And I said, nope, I'll see if I can make it go. If I got to do something different, then we'll do something different. So, to make a long story short, give him a call, 727-896-4615. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, Dr. Bill Spiropoulos. Give him a call. He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing, and he can help you. Especially you veterans out there that you've been getting the runaround from the VA. And boy, we could write books about that, couldn't we? All right. Let's go to the phone line, and we've got the professor of politics back with us, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the UN rights experts are now citing more signs of war crimes in the Ukraine. When are they going to do something about this? This is Russia they're talking about right now, Russia. They found a bunch of mass graves.
Yes, exactly right. Well, Captain, you know, there's so many things happening because of the invasion of Ukraine, and Russia continues to sit on the Security Council, for example. Russia hasn't called it a war, but it is a war. They call it a special military operation, but the atrocities, the rights violations and so forth, it's just an unbelievable laundry list at this point. And you're right. How long can this go on?
Right. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi, not to be outdone, has extended her proxy voting rule until November 10th. Well, isn't that just ducky? Why do they even need that anymore?
Well, yeah, good question. I think these are last gasps, really, right, of the Democrat regime, as it were, and in the Congress. We're going to see what happens in November. But Nancy Pelosi is probably not going to be calling the shots after that.
Well, it is time for the citizens of America, the voters of America, to once and for all retire Nancy Pelosi. Because I'll make a prediction right now. She will not last in Congress, will not want to be around if she's not the Speaker.
Well, of course not. It's an amazing departure. You know, right now, I mean, she'd be, third in line to the presidency. You're the Speaker of the House. You obviously have, all kinds of briefings and things of that nature and so forth, continuity of government, and the prestige, obviously, the come down from that will be almost unbearable.
And she's already said she would like to be the ambassador to, the Pope. Or to
the Vatican. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, well, and that could be in the offing. But in other words, you try to save face in some way. Well, I'm moving on to other things that are, still very interesting to me. But at the same time, though, Captain, I think the sea change that the Democrat Party may have to endure here will be very significant. But once that happens, watch how they begin to turn on one another in ways that we can't even imagine at this point. We know that the far left helps to control the Biden administration with the climate and the wokeism and all that stuff. But just wait until they're not really in power anymore, at least in the legislature, and they really turn on themselves.
Well, the other thing is we understand that, again, Russia's having this terrible problem with the young people. It's like everybody that's, of draft age is leaving Russia. They don't want any part of being conscripted or drafted or activated through their reserve units to go back to the Ukraine. They don't want to go.
Well, I think, the real information is filtering through that this is a losing war. For all intents and purposes, Russia has lost. other than the fact that they can keep pouring some resources there, but really ultimately the fact that Vladimir Putin could not pull this off means that they view him, I think, as a desperate tyrant who's willing to do anything, and they don't want to pay for that with their lives.
And everything that's transpired this week has caused the stocks to crater. By crater, I mean the Dow has hit its low for 2022 right now amongst the fears of the R word, a recession.
Well, of course. It can only go on for so long, and the markets, of course, are going to react. People are reacting. People are right now, they're trying to buck up and sustain spending by using credit cards and by dipping into any savings they might have. But that's only going to last for a little bit before consumers start to pull back. And as consumers start to pull back, then that's going to be a major blow to the economy. And, of course, right now stocks are volatile and it's heading downwards. And all this becomes a self-perpetuating thing.
And Representative Budd, who I believe is running for Senate in North Carolina, has said at a Trump rally that Joe Biden has made your life worse. Well, no kidding.
No kidding. Well, the famous phrase was, are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
This
is what Ronald Reagan had asked.
Nobody can say that. Nobody can say that they are. No.
Nobody can say that. You will find some true believers who believe only that, yes, we are better off because we have now the wokeism or stuff like that. But none of that is significant in the sense of how people really do feel about their lives. And so, yes, for all intents and purposes, Joe Biden has made people's lives worse.
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. And the World Bank president, who happens to be a Trump appointee, has apologized, but he will not resign over his climate change comments.
Well, but you see, why can't people have opinions about things or express how they feel about something?
And what does the World Bank have to do with climate change to begin with? Nothing.
Well, right, because it always goes back to control. Oh, you're not, and really control and the party line. If you're not parroting the party line, well, then you have to be canceled. You have to be cast out, basically. And so we used to live in a world, Captain, where people said what they thought, but now people have to say what they think you want to hear them say.
Now, who's the one that has those little satellites that they fire up in the air for the internet? Is that Elon Musk?
I believe so, yeah. I think he has a program for that, yeah.
All right, well, the U.S. is about to let tech firms boost the internet access in Iran.
Well, and that is, you know, trying to pump in information that's going to come from the outside world. That's right, and that's a good thing.
Okay, but I think Elon Musk is Starlink, that's it, Starlink.
Starlink, right?
Yeah, Elon Musk is one of the ones that they're going to give permission to try to do some business with Iran. We'll see how that works out.
If it's unfiltered, yes, absolutely.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're going to be coming back with more of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to tell you about the roads out there. We're going to tell you about the hurricane that's bearing down. Well, it's the tropical storm, but it will be a hurricane by Monday. We're going to tell you about that. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. That takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Out in the country.
is a honky-tonk stomp. Well, we played that earlier this week, and I liked it so much I wanted to play it again for the weekend crowd. That's Brooks and Dunn with a honky-tonk stomp. And Kyle, I'll give that an 85.
Yeah, I'll give it an 85, and that's a cool-sounding song. I'll tell you that much. Yeah.
Yep. Out in the country. All right, well, you take it away there with what's going on out west. I think we've added one more cloud out there somewhere.
Well, that's right, Captain. We're looking at, of course, the heat coming up is going to be in the Southern California area. This is going to be from Ventura all the way down to San Diego, out towards Riverside County. But over near Borrego Springs out in Indio, it's going to be an excessive heat warning. This is going to go all the way down to a little place called Brawley. This is down way down in Southern California as you head towards the Mexican border. So you definitely want to be aware of that if you're going to be trucking into California over the next a few days over the weekend and into next week. Air quality alert. This is up near Eugene, Oregon, along Interstate 5. Rain on the weather map, or I should say on the radar map. We've got nothing to speak of right now, Captain. And so it looks like smooth trucking out there tonight across the west. So be careful out there.
Wait a minute. There's one thing that you and I need to talk about since we both love baseball. Congratulations to Albert Pujols for hitting number 700. He joins a group of four in that club, the 700 club.
That's exactly right. And it happened, Captain, as they were playing the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yep.
And I believe they won 11-0 against the Dodgers. And so what a great thing for Albert Pujols.
Yep.
He is a great guy, and he is the real deal. And to have this honor and this great thing in baseball, just more power and more kudos to him. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
You are absolutely spot on. Okay, now let me go over here and hit to the Midwest to begin with. Let's do the southeast corner of Nebraska, the southwest corner of Iowa, and the northern half of Missouri. You've got dense fog going on right now. So if you're coming across I-70 out of Kansas, and you get to Kansas City, you'll run into it there, and then you'll run into it east all the way about two-thirds of the way across Missouri right now. It looks like it's spreading. Now, you do have some inclement weather. It's not only a hazardous weather outlook, but it's also some fog and a mixture down there in the Texas Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Houston and Galveston. You've got a little mixture going on down there, same thing. And then it bounces down to McAllen. And then from about straight south to Baton Rouge over to the New Orleans line, Louisiana, Mississippi line, you've got some fog in there, so be advised of that. Florida, South Florida, rain. It's going to continue to rain as this system that we'll talk about in a minute gets closer. Also, you got a rip current up the east coast of Florida on up into, looks like, the South Carolina, Georgia line. And, this hurricane that's up, to the north, Fiona, is getting ready to come on shore up there, Kyle, in Nova Scotia. And Maine is under a tropical storm warning all the way to Quebec and Nova Scotia. So, that's going to be significant up there. And the water is really disturbed up there from what we can see. So you got a lot of stuff going on in the ocean right now on the shoreline. And then of all places, you've got a frost advisory in upstate New York over into the southern part of Vermont tonight. And also in the Albany area and also out along the state line of New York and Pennsylvania. So isn't that something?
It really is. Yes, this is pretty significant. Yeah.
Now, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please, my friend.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And between now and October 31st, if you join the My Rewards Plus program, go to pilotflyingj.com. You can save 10 cents a gallon on gasoline every time you buy a gallon of gasoline there. So it's a great deal. It's a great reason to join up. Also, pro drivers, you want to join the My Rewards Plus program as well because September is Driver Appreciation Month.
And
so Pilot, go ahead.
How do we hear your show?
Oh, well, thank you, Captain. Yes, well, you can find Pilot Flying J at pilotflyingj.com, and you can find me at kylewarrenshow.com.
All right, we will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a good day, and we'll probably be talking about Ian a little bit more.
That's very true. Yes. You too, Captain.
All right. You take care, Kyle.
You too.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And now we're going to go over to the phone line and to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, I'm going to read this because I am furious about what took place yesterday, right a quarter mile away from where I live, I might add. And by the way, they found the guy in the woods across the street from where I live. How do you like that?
Yep.
Now, this company that these people were working for, and there was two of them so far that we know of that were here illegally, they were illegal aliens. This guy that was on this loader that ran over the deputy was not even certified to be on it. He told people that he'd worked with equipment, but he never should have been on the damn thing to begin with. And we got the Department of Labor involved in this. We got the Florida Department of Transportation. And then we've got this construction company who vouched for them, Archer Western. I'm telling you, we need to have a full-scale investigation of every one of these job sites. And if there's illegals there that are working on them, throw them to hell off the website, the job site.
You're missing a big thing here, that this illegal killed a Pinellas County deputy who was directing traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And the deputy was killed instantly, 19 years on the force. And DeSantis is, in fact, furious. He has called for a full-scale investigation, including how many companies in the state of Florida have illegals working for them that are uncertified, so forth and so on. So, yes.
And this guy's identification that he had was from North Carolina. He had a fake ID, a fake name. They were lying about whatever they did. They don't even know if the name that we have for the guy is legitimate or not.
Correct. And he ran.
Yeah.
He knew that he had done this. And
they arrested him and his buddy that was covering for him.
Correct.
Yep. Oh, this is just so terrible.
It's awful.
Yep. It took me 2.5 hours to get home yesterday, too, because of the search they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wait, but that's okay. I told the one deputy, he looked at me kind of funny, but he got my drift. I says, go ahead and let me home. I said, you don't need to worry about us over in my neighborhood. They've all got shotguns. A guy shows up, you weren't going to find him anyway. They're going to blow him away. So the deputy just looked at me like, oh, okay. He didn't know what to say to that, but I'm serious. I mean, had he shown up in our neighborhood over there, they would have shot the guy and asked questions later. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, will be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch from Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this program. Yep, we are the bosses of applesauce, and they work for us. It's about time we realize that. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.